You mentioned also the fact that the steroids and pre-medications for allergic reactions are not used with the nab-paclitaxel. Again, how much of an advantage is that? And what do you see in terms of problems that are caused, particularly by Decadron?
I think there's huge problems. I think the problems with insomnia, the problems with weight gain, the problems with feeling edgy, the glucose problems that we see, the GI problems that can be seen. I mean, I think you put someone on these steroids and then you put them on like a Prilosec or Protonix, so you're adding another drug to it. And I just think that steroids are a drug that certainly we give a lot for all different reasons. But I think that they are drugs that certainly come with a huge amount of problems for some patients. For most patients, it's a difficult drug to take.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen studies that said that more than 75% of patients getting Decadron have identifiable problems, particularly, as you mentioned, the insomnia and agitation. When you do see insomnia, how many nights does it usually last?
Usually with the patients that are getting the steroids around their chemotherapy, it can last anywhere from 2 to 3 nights, and that's a pretty big chunk out of someone's treatment. And what we've done, if you're looking at the weekly treatment, we really cut back on the steroids a lot. But again, it's really hard for some patients, if you're a diabetic, to be able to tolerate the steroids in order to get your chemotherapy.
To what extent have you used Abraxane, incidentally? Have you had many patients receive it?
Oh, yes, we have.
You mentioned the fact that there's been some suggestion that maybe when patients do develop peripheral neuropathy problems with the nab-paclitaxel, that it kind of goes away quicker than with paclitaxel. Has that been your observation?
It has been, and a lot of these patients have been heavily pretreated. The patients that we currently have on the nab-paclitaxel are patients that have had taxanes in the past. And so a lot of them present with peripheral neuropathies that have been lingering, some lingering for years. And so the fact that they don't get worse, I think, is huge for these patients, because it certainly is something that, you know, if you can't button your jacket or if you have problem putting earrings on or picking things up, it certainly interferes with their quality of life. So if you can give them a drug that's not going to worsen that, or if it does, it's going to be shorter lived, it really is a benefit.